I'm Mick Walker from IBM Systems Group, and I shall be talking to Jack Oliver about an IT energy project carried out by Flintshire County Council.
So, Mick, what challenges did Flintshire County Council have that prompted them to make these changes?
Flintshire were facing a number of challenges. One was around the amount of energy that was being consumed and their desire to reduce their power consumption. At the same time, they also wished to cut their CO2 emissions, their carbon emissions, from the energy that was being consumed. And they also wished to eliminate something that they term white space on servers. And this is where you have a server that's running at 5-10% utilisation. Consequently, there's 90-95% of the time. It's not actually doing a great deal. So there's an additional capacity there, and they wanted to actually drive up that level of utilisation.
And what was the solution that Flintshire County Council implemented?
Flintshire County Council were not new to the concept of virtualisation. This is something they had been using for many years on their System I and System P, and it seemed obvious to them to actually move this towards their x86 base of servers. They had identified 80 servers which were running at a very low utilisation level, and so by actually moving them into a virtualised world, moving them onto 6 IBM 3950 systems running VMware.
And finally, Mick, what benefits have Flintshire County Council gained from implementing this solution?
Flintshire County Council have gained a significant number of benefits from implementing this solution. One of these was the removal of both the capital and the operational costs associated with the 80 servers. They also clearly no longer had the CO2 life cycle footprint of 80 servers. They were able to operationally have a much more flexible approach to provisioning new services in a virtualized world. These can be actually achieved much, much quicker and much, much simpler. They also reduce their overall power consumption and the associated costs of that as well. No longer having 80 servers, just having the 6 servers. And at the same time, they also had a much lower requirement for cooling. Consequently, a reduction in cooling requirement equates to a reduction in energy consumed by the cooling, and consequently a reduction in the cost of energy again.
Thank you for that, Mick. And if anyone would like to contact you regarding this matter, how would they be able to do so?
Well, Jack, it's quite straightforward. If they'd like to send me an email with their query to mick.walker@uk.ibm.com, I shall be pleased to help.